KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 68 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. In the news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting beginning at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, May 26th, in the High School Media Center. During the meeting, they'll discuss an instructional framework plan, health and safety modifications, and a phone system upgrade. The board will also act on three resignations, including Susan Wiedemeyer, high school art teacher, Jeff Ebling, middle school social studies teacher and head high school boys basketball coach. Ebling has submitted his resignation after accepting the head coaching job at Indianola. His hiring is contingent upon approval by both the Atlantic and Indianola school boards of education. Also, the resignation of Aaron Ebling, middle school English language arts teacher and students council sponsor. The Atlantic School Board is also expected to act on approving a couple of contract recommendations for Vanessa Perkins and Sarah Rose, middle school summer teachers, and Minden Jones, Washington Elementary School secretary. The Griswold Community School District's Board of Education held a special meeting Monday evening to act on a request from a teacher to be released from her contract. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News the board denied the request from TLC teacher Taryn McGuire based on a stipulation built into her contract.
All of our teachers are under contract for next school year, and we have a teacher that has been offered a job in another position. And our board policy states that in order for a teacher to be released from a contract after they signed it is based upon finding a suitable replacement. Currently, the district has not been able to find a suitable replacement for this teacher.
Despite the stipulation, McGuire asked the board to unconditionally release her from the contract.
Although the board wants to do their best to help her out personally, they're concerned about the ability of the district to find their replacement teacher. Therefore, by a vote of 4-2, we did have one board member absent. The board denied her request, so the district will continue to try to find a replacement for her, but until that happens, she will not be released.
Elsewhere in area news, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Monday night released a report on activity dating back to May 18th in his department. On Sunday, May 22nd, 27-year-old Amanda Jo Herring of Atlantic was arrested around 12:15 a.m. by police in Adair for interference with official acts. That following a traffic stop, she was taken into custody after becoming upset at hearing the vehicle she was a passenger in would be impounded because the driver had no insurance. Herring told police she wouldn't let that happen and would go with the vehicle. She attempted to roll a window up, but was removed from the vehicle without injury and placed under arrest. She was cited at the scene and then released. May 20th at around 5:30 p.m., police in Greenfield arrested 40-year-old Donna Marie Ott of Des Moines for domestic abuse assault first offense after allegedly placing her hands around her grandmother's throat and pushing her down. Ott was released that same evening on her own recognizance. Sheriff Vandewater says around 5:30 p.m. on May the 19th, Greenfield police arrested 29-year-old Veronica Viola Lee Elwood of Greenfield for criminal mischief in the fourth degree for allegedly using a blunt object to puncture the tires on two vehicles in the Greenfield Fairway store parking lot, causing damage. The vehicles were owned by the manager and a Fairway employee. The acts were caught on surveillance video. Elwood was released the next day from the Adair County Jail on $1,000 cash or surety bond. On May the 18th at around 8:11 a.m., the 20-year-old Jordan Benjamin Andrus of West Des Moines was arrested in Adair County on a Clive Police Department warrant. He was turned over to the Clive PD. At around 2:10 p.m. on that date, 46-year-old Mindy Jo Knapp of Perry was arrested by police in Stewart for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, second or subsequent offense, as she had a previous conviction in 1998 out of Greene County, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Knapp was taken into custody at a motel room in Stewart following the execution of a search warrant, during which a purse was located in a shared bathroom of a motel room. The purse contained two clear plastic baggies of meth, two containers of marijuana, two torches, and a glass pipe. Knapp was cited for the offenses and released at the scene. Officials of the Adair County Health System and affiliate of Mercy One have announced that Catherine Hillstead will join ACHS as Chief Executive Officer effective July 7th. Hillstead is a native of Des Moines, and officials say she brings experience in community and rural health care systems to her new position, including serving as an interim CEO at the Davis County Hospital in Bloomfield, and most recently as practice administrator at the Iowa Clinic in Des Moines. Hillstead said she's excited to join the Adair County Health System. I look forward, she said, to building relationships with everyone at the hospital and in the community of Greenfield, and I hope to create a center of excellence for rural health care for people in Adair County. Willard Olson, chair of the Adair County Health System's Board of Trustees, said Hillstead knows what is needed to continue to deliver quality care in Adair County, which is vital to our community. Officials of the Cass County Health System report effective immediately as of Monday. In fact, CCHS has changed its operations in several areas in response to decreasing COVID-19 cases and increasing vaccination rates. For Test Iowa, patients will continue to complete the online assessment and make an appointment, but the drive-through service will no longer be available. Patients with a Test Iowa appointment should park in Lot C of the hospital and enter through the emergency department. All visitors must be in good health and pass entrance screening. Masks are required to be worn over the nose and mouth. Inpatients will be allowed open visitation at CCHS. Visitors of all ages are welcome. Visitor policies for COVID isolation patients will remain in place, and there are special exceptions that may be made on a case-by-case basis. Cass Health recommends all patients have only one visitor with them during an appointment. All patients and visitors will be briefly screened at all entrances. Every patient and visitor will receive a dated sticker that must be worn while you're in the facility. Masks are required for all patients and visitors and must always be worn over the nose and mouth. And the dedicated respiratory care clinic will close. All patients with respiratory symptoms can now be seen at AMC Rapid Care or by an appointment with a provider at any one of the CCMH clinics in Atlantic, Anita, Griswold, or the Messina Medical Center. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes, and Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.